Palestinians are staging a second consecutive day of demonstrations in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, along with a general strike. They're protesting Israel's demolition of most of Yasser Arafat's compound in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Over the weekend, the Israeli government, facing strong international pressure, stopped the demolition. But it continues the siege with troops and tanks, demanding the surrender of Palestinian militants it says are holed up in the one building still standing. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
As dusk settled on the piles of rubble surrounding Yasser Arafat's office building, Israeli heavy machinery pulled out of the compound. For the past 3 days, the armored bulldozers and giant backhoes have been hard at work flattening almost everything in sight. The local Israeli military commander said that since Thursday, 17 buildings and 13 mobile homes used as living quarters for Arafat's bodyguards had been destroyed. All that's left of the city block-sized compound is one building where Arafat is holed up with a large number of Palestinians. Hani al-Hassan, one of Arafat's advisors, is inside the compound with the Palestinian leader.
They destroyed everything. They have nothing more to destroy. Only they have the building where Arafat is sitting. And, they are not doing that because that's not allowed internationally.
Yesterday, Palestinians said Israel had cut off water supplies, electricity, and phone lines. The Israeli commander said the water and electricity had been fixed, and Israel sent in a large shipment of food and toiletries last night. Israeli Army spokesman Jacob Dalal says up to 50 men wanted by Israel have taken refuge inside the compound. He says the siege will not end until these men surrender, and that Arafat has been using his headquarters for two purposes.
This is, on the one hand, the center of government of the Palestinian Authority, but at the same time, it also turns out to be a terrorist center. And in the respect in which it is a terrorist center, we have to do something about it. The people there are planning and directing terror attacks that are carried out against Israelis, and that's not acceptable.
But Palestinian and some Israeli officials say the real target of the siege is Yasser Arafat. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has repeatedly said there can be no long-lasting peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians as long as Arafat is the leader of the Palestinian Authority. Speaking to thousands of evangelical Christians in Jerusalem last night, Sharon said Arafat is responsible for 2 years of terrorist attacks.
The Palestinian terror, led by the Palestinian Authority, took civilians as target. They believed that they will break our nation, but they failed.
Israel imposed the siege on Arafat's compound after two suicide bombings last week killed 7 civilians. But Palestinian officials point out both of those bombings were carried out by Islamist groups, not by any group connected to Arafat. They say Israel is trying to pressure the Palestinian leader to go into exile. The Israeli move has also sparked criticism within Israel. In an editorial titled "A Pointless Siege," the liberal daily Haaretz says the Israeli move is meant to divert attention from the government's inability to prevent terrorism and its unwillingness to propose a political channel that would bring hope to Israelis and Palestinians alike. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah.